Life's tough. All right, we ready? Let's do it. Okay. Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holtz, and I'm going to bring the meeting to order. It's Merry Tuesday. On agenda is a 9:30 agenda item meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have several. So unless there's a need to, we'll just follow the agenda as it's listed. So first action item is consider resolution to change the titled and job descriptions of two positions in IT.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we come to you today under just the regular process of what we do when we work with, when HR works with departments and recognizes that a job is mistitled and the job description doesn't really match, I mean, the current job title doesn't match what that job is doing. So working with the Director Webb, we determined that the current database administrator positions do not actually match what that job is doing. We do have a vacancy in one of those funded PCNs. So to be able to search for the correct candidate, we need to get the right title attached to the right PCN. So this is the resolution in front of you today, changing database administrator and the database management administrator to an application support analyst 1 and 2, respectively. This does not change any grade. It does not have a fiscal impact. It is just correcting the job title and the description to what it needs to be.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any questions. I reviewed it, and I'm in favor. As soon as you're ready for a motion.
I am ready now.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign and approve the resolution to change the title and job descriptions of two positions in IT as presented.
All right, I'd second the motion. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, thank you. Second action item is consider Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections Agreement for Detention Treatment Services. Assume, Trent, you've reviewed, legal's reviewed?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. So this agreement is just to hold the kids for the state. There's really no changes from the previous years. It is $250 a day, and that's actually what we will be going with everyone this year is $250, and that's in here as $250 a day.
Okay.
The only change I see in here that might need to be made is the clerk. I think they put the wrong name on there, so we might need to.
Okay. That'll need to be changed down. Legal, can you make a note to that, and we'll get that changed,
yes.
And we can sign it later this morning. Any comments or questions?
I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman, so I move that we sign and approve the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections Agreement for Detention Treatment Services as presented by the director.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll wait to sign that until we get the new one. All right. Third action item is consider resolution authorizing the designation and use of funds for the local disaster emergency. We'll see.
Do we have to have three?
3-1.
Do we have to have a quorum? Or a...
No, we're not. We're still under the... We're not changing the designation of the emergency.
Oh, perfect.
We're still underneath the emergency. This is just a use of funds from that emergency.
Just a delegation of the funds within the what's already been decided. So, okay.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so this is part of the flood back in end of June. I got a price from Ideal Demolition to come in and help tear out some of the cinder block walls. Some walls that might have moisture and stuff still in it from the flood. And so the price came in at $51,700. So this really gives us just a head start of this remodel that we'll probably do in 28, fiscal year 28. But if I can get this done now with some of the with some of the FEMA stuff going on and some of this that might be able to be exchanged back to us. I know they're still working through some of the details on the FEMA side of things, so I just wanted to bring this in front of the board and see if this would be something that we could push forward with.
Okay.
Question, Chairman, just to make sure the record's clear. Much of this demolition is directly related to water having seeped into the area and soaked into it, so it'd be directly related to damage created by the flooding, not just
correct.
We decided we want to remodel this room.
Yeah.
Okay. You have any questions?
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
You ready for a motion?
I am.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the resolution authorizing the designation and use of funds for the local disaster emergency as presented by Director Britton.
All right. I'd second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I have one another. So
okay.
Do you guys want me to do a purchase order on this, or will this resolution work as the purchase order?
Let's do a purchase order.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next action item is consider resolution granting taxing districts extension requests. Good morning, Clerk.
Good morning, Chairman. Commissioner Brooks.
Good morning.
Yeah, so what I have in front of you this morning is an extension request from five different, maybe six different taxing districts now. So I've received requests from Valley View School District, Caldwell School District, West Ada School District, Parma School District, Wilder School District, and most recently Parma Rural Fire, I believe. Let me double check that.
Melba. It says Melba on the
fire. Yes. Sorry, it was 61 taxing districts. I get them mixed.
Come on, let's go.
Yes. Melba Rural Fire. So yeah, those entities weren't able to get me their L2s in time for the deadline, which their deadline to get them to me is usually the Thursday before the second Monday in September, which is this Thursday. The deadline itself that they need to have them completed into the state is the second Monday, so next Monday, the 14th. So this extension would give them until the 21st, give them seven working days.
Okay.
So if it's approved today, they would have until the 21st to get those completed.
All right. Sounds good.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the resolution granting taxing districts as enumerated by the clerk on the record, granting them their extension requests.
I'd second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. And the next action item is for the statement of work for the audit services.
Finally, the controller coming to spend some money.
We should say no.
This fight is the county.
His face looks different. What? It's his budget.
Yeah.
Chairman, commissioners, before you for this meeting, there's two letters. There's only the one that you need to sign. The first one is just the 2026 governance planning letter from Ide Bailey. That's just outlining what it is they're doing and going over in the statement of work that is also provided. So that one you don't need to sign. It's just a traditional letter that's given by outside auditing groups, and they're performing their work for their clients. The main one is the statement of work letter. Traditionally in the past, that's been called the engagement letter due to Ide Bailey's business transition. They had to change the title of this letter, the statement of work. It's still the same thing, same meat and potatoes, all that going through it. The engagement letter was reviewed by legal. There's just one small item that we'll review in the future, but outside of that, this letter is fine. It's more having to deal with our master service agreement. Ben and I went over that. And the crux of this, it just goes, like you said, the engagement letter to go over everything they're doing, what they're going to be providing for us, and the cost for that. The cost did go up a little bit with that, but kind of with everything in the county, it's all around the 2 to 5% range. But that's, like I said, kind of the status quo for everything for the upcoming fiscal period for that. The other item that's included is the preparation of our act for the fee for that as well. All these items we did have budgeted for the year, and it all appears that we budgeted appropriately for these items. So I guess with that, I would stand for any questions that you may have.
Mr. Chairman, I have one.
Okay.
Now, did you start off by saying that we needed to sign for the governing letter?
No, the governance planning letter is just an addition. It's more of
okay, so I have a flip
thing that is provided with this. Yeah, you'll need to sign the statement of work.
Okay.
Which is what should have been also provided to you. And there should be.
It is.
I think there was a signature plate added for the three of you or for the
most. It is.
Yeah.
I misheard. Thank you.
All righty. Any other comments or questions?
Nope. Copying case. Oh. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the statement of work with Ide Bailey for audit services as presented by the clerk and controller.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next action item is consider independent contractor agreements for interpretive services with the individuals listed on the agenda. Has legal reviewed these contracts? I guess they're contracts.
Yes, they are.
They're agreements, I guess.
Agreements, legal's reviewed them. These are standard ones we've been using for quite a few years now.
Okay, perfect. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're back again.
This time, our ASL defendants, in particular one, she's been with us probably almost close to 2 years. She's in the drug court program. And our ASL interpreters are in high demand. So I'm very happy that we're able to get more independent contractors. Mm-hmm. And also the great thing is all, they negotiated and decided, you know, we'll lower our rate for drug court program. So that, you know, made us very happy. So now we have more, and then we have one Spanish language. She's working on her certification, and she does work, you know, with the different counties, but we're only able to give her, like, civil matters or, you know, magistrate matters. So we're very happy about that as well.
Good. Thank you for all your work, both of you. I get to visit court proceedings from time to time, and the interpreters are such a critical part of making everything work. So thank you for your work.
That's all Grace, by the way. I do want to highlight that on the record. It wouldn't function the way that it does without Grace.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you both. Okay. I would entertain a motion if there's any other.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the independent contractor agreements for interpreter services with the names listed on the agenda, because there's no way I'm going to try to read some of those out loud.
I concur with that challenge. All right. Motion's been made. I'd second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get these signed for you then.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Does that not work? No.
Maybe we should make you read them aloud.
No.
Okay. The next action item is consider resolution reappointing Zach Wesley to the Historic Preservation Commission.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioner. As the agenda item states, we're asking to reappoint our friend and former colleague, Zach Wesley, back to the Historic Preservation Commission. As you guys know, Zach just has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to legal matters. And his appointment to the Historic Preservation Commission was never directly tied to his employment. So we're just really excited that he is willing to come back. We are doing this with his permission, just for the record.
I was going to say he's not here. So how long do we want this term to be?
excited to welcome him back and his kind of the institutional knowledge he has with the commission, as well as just his general expertise.
Yeah, as
Chair, Commissioner, I would like to say we want it to be forever. For anyone old enough to get that reference, but I don't think he'll agree to that.
Yeah, I was very pleased when I saw that he agreed to take this on. So that's really good. Really good. All right. Any other comments, questions? I'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution reappointing Zach Wesley to the Historic Preservation Commission as presented by Director Schwend.
And I would eagerly second your motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. It is done. All right. Thank you. All right. Is there other legal business that we need to deal with on the public record? I do have one issue that under DNF that I would like. So is there anything else for public?
There's nothing on public that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right.
One moment.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, here's the one that needs the new sheet.
This needs the new sign.
DNF?
DNF, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we enter into executive session pursuant to authority granted by us under Idaho Code 74206 sub 1 D. Regarding records that are exempt from public disclosure, and F, to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or imminently likely litigation.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made. What say you, Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves recess into executive session.